Hello, and welcome to Legends of Azoria. A collection of tales from a land filled with magic and mayhem. Political intrigue and downfalls. Heroes and heroines saving the day. And monsters and beasts plunging it back to peril. This legend is carried out by Stimpius, the thieving Kenku Ranger. Lausian, the conceited Eldrin Wizard. And Blaze Butler, the captivating Tabaxi Bard. Join us as we relive history and discover dangers, pitfalls, and stupid decisions that made Azoria the legend it is today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Legends of Azoria. Now, we are beginning to wrap up our adventure, going to the last couple of episodes. Who would like to give our recap of last session?
Oh, boy.
I don't remember very much, so I would be a terrible person to pick for that.
Wit looks like he knows.
Okay, I remember some vague details. So, we had went to one of the other islands and rummaged through the soot of the building and found a key, right? We found a box full of a bunch of keys, and then we figured out
they were the eyes of the keys or the butts of the keys.
Yes. And then we're like, well, we can't let the people back on the main island that we were talking to know, and so Stimpy swallowed the key. And then we proceeded to go give them the box with the rest of the key ends, and they were like, was there anything else? And we're like, nope. And then Jacob, wait. I can't remember exactly why this happened, but Jake sold his body to the native people there.
They admired his strength in getting his arm ripped out of its socket.
Because we fixed his arm, right? Yeah, and so so he had babies, and she was visibly pregnant as we left, and he got paid for it.
Jake
was basically prostitution.
It's like a sperm donor, but you get paid.
It's a prostitution. And then we sailed, and then this is where the fun begins. Well, it's all been fun, but so. Jacob proceeds to use mage hand, I believe.
Jake has a ghost hand, so he felt it all.
Yes, ghost hand. Yes, he has a ghost hand. So he reached up and pulled out the key from Stimpy's anus. Or, no, sorry, cloaca. And then...
I forgot I did
that. It was on the floor, but it was still in a giant turd, and so I used mage hand to squish the crap all over the floor until we found the key end.
You sure did.
And then I think that's where we were
Jacob
at.
Jacob threw up all over Stimpy. Stimpy cleaned himself. It's been fun. It's been an adventure, I will say.
Uh-huh.
Now, you guys have been on the sea for a couple of days. I want to know how you all come to cope with what you have been through. Not just with this last situation, but I want to know how you cope and how you came out for the better of it.
Because you were supposed to level up, remember?
Also,
off wit.
We're literally streaming Dusk.
But it was fun. The game's fun.
Okay. I coped. I immersed myself in my studies, and I learned the spell water breathing, as well as enlarge/reduce.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. It's a good way to cope. What about you, Stimpy? How did you cope with having a ghost hand up your butt?
You know, it came to me pretty naturally. I didn't really even think twice about it or be bothered by it in any capacity. So I didn't need to do anything to cope.
I don't know if I should say congratulations or be worried, but okay. All right. Well, Jake, what about you? You had your hand in your friend's butt.
Okay. So I discovered how to counter charm people. So, you know, if they try and charm me, I'm a lot better.
Do you just stick your hands up their butt and all of a sudden they don't want to charm you anymore?
And I spent a lot of time mastering my sword. So now, without having to do a blade flourish, I just get two attack. I can have two attacks. I have an extra attack now.
Nice.
Because I've become so fast with my sword.
You are speed.
I didn't mention that, but I think my ranger also gets that too. Sorry.
Sorry, Jake. You're not as cool as you once
thought. Yeah, fuck you. You're not unique in any capacity. Fuck you, Jake.
But when I use my flourish, I actually have three attacks.
Oh.
Okay, I don't have that. Fucking stupid ass cat, shut the hell up.
Alright, so you guys have been sailing for a couple of weeks. Each week has been kind of marked by a very strange occurrence. So, Stimpy, can you roll a d20 for me?
Roll a d20, I hardly know her. 5.
Okay. So, your ship floats past what appears to be a crewless ship.
A what ship?
Crewless ship. Just it's floating ship. There.
Like ours.
We are the ghost ship.
Oh, we are the ghost ship. That's right. So...
Well, there's people on yours. There's not people on this ship.
Are there people on ours?
There's ghost you. People.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about the ghost people. We don't count because it's us.
And none of you have been able to confirm or deny that there are ghosts because you haven't been able to see any of them.
Oh.
Just out of the corner of your eye. You're always something. So yeah, do you do anything with that ship?
With that ship? How close is it?
I mean, you're going pretty close past it. You could probably board it.
I try spitting on it.
You know what? We need to grapple towards it. We don't want this ship to go, you know, drift away from ours. We need to get some grapple.
Hey, guys. Remember all the times you nearly died by trying to touch shit you didn't fucking understand? Let's leave the fucking ship alone.
All right. I'll have to... That is reasonable. That has convinced me as well.
As we pass, though, idea. I
longingly look at it for a lost lover.
I want to... Okay, so I have one free Misty Step a day, right?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
How fast are we going past this? Like, if I Misty Step onto the boat as soon as I'm close enough, how much time do I have before a ship has passed it?
I don't know. Give me a second.
That's such a dumb question.
How many knots exactly, Connor?
I'm trying to think of Sea of Thieves when like you go past a ship, so bear with me. I'm gonna say 10 seconds.
Is it going the opposite way or is it going the same way as us?
You're gonna be going so it's
right?
Yeah, it's just kinda sitting there floating.
Oh,
and you're just gonna be going past it.
I'm not gonna waste my for 10 seconds. I understand.
Well, you get it once per day, and you're not going to get to the island for another.
But I have to also cast a Misty Step back. I get one free, and then I also have to use a spell slot to get back. I'm not going to.
Elf, if you want to kill yourself, I'm sure we can drop anchor. You do it in a timely manner.
No, what good am I going to find if 10 seconds? But if I like step on that ship, and then ghosts come out and try to kill me, like. What good can I get out of this for 10 seconds?
But can ghosts really kill you if they're...
That's why we drop anchor and let you die.
He's got a point.
And watch you get stabbed to death.
Okay, I'm not going to do anything. I've decided.
Okay, and then are you guys sure that you're not going to... And no one else is going to go towards the boat?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so you look at the boat and you go, And then you just keep on sailing.
Hmm.
And with, as you're sailing away, you begin to have second thoughts, and you turn around and look at the ship, and you see a random assortment of purple eyes all over the ship just staring at you.
then you can continue on.
Yeah, no, good thing we didn't go there, guys. I got a bad feeling.
That entire ship was a mimic.
I mean, actually, yes.
Oh my gosh.
It was actually a giant assortment of mimics, and the crew dipped because everything on the ship was a mimic.
Whoa.
Wow, that's super magical. Imagine what kind of fun we could have had if I jumped on there, guys.
It would have been fun.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right, so you guys go on for another week. Something else strange happens. This just seems to be a sea of strange. Jake, can you roll a d20 for me?
All right. It would be my pleasure.
I had my owl. I could have sent him ahead to check out the ship.
Yeah, I was thinking.
But you didn't think to. Didn't you think? You didn't think to. No. And God bless you for not.
Yeah, actually.
You got a Jake. What did you say?
13.
21.
So, as you're sailing, you come upon a single man in a rowboat, rowing in circles. Lights are dancing in the water beneath him as water fairies enchant his mind.
Sir, do you need help?
No, leave him.
There's a man here, Stimpius, whatever your name is in this campaign.
Don't care. Didn't ask, plus you're gay.
So he's just going in circles.
Hey, wait. What is he? What
he's trapped. He's like? Being enchanted. By the water fairies.
What does he look like?
He's an old man in a rowboat.
You know what?
We're in the middle of the ocean.
Damn.
This guy could be crazy and need help.
That tome wasn't lying.
So I say we stop and get him aboard.
Dude, have you never read a Lovecraft? Don't fuck with any old men at sea.
Well, what if he...
He says as he goes in circles.
This is the stupid thing that I want to do. We all do stupid things. This is the stupid one I want to do.
Well, drop anchor.
I want to drop anchor.
Hey, do it.
All right, I'm dropping anchor. We're saving this man. Do we have a rowboat ourselves? Can I row out to him? Or is he coming to us?
You kind of went into his circular path. So he comes around the boat and just bunks into the side of your boat. He goes, wee! Wee?
He crashes into the side of the boat and it explodes.
So now he's just trying to continue to row in the same exact place.
Alright. I gotta look.
But he just has one paddle. Instead of going side to side, he just is doing one side.
I know I have a spell for this.
That's a really specific spell.
For this specific situation.
For this exact moment.
Well,
I don't think I have any spells.
Is it called the... Well, use your fucking big stupid hand spell to pull them up, then.
Well, that can only... That can only lift about 5-10 pounds.
He's above that.
So, can I detect... I'm going to use detect magic to see if something's magical.
You do detect magic.
We're on a ghost boat! And you're using detect magic?
I just want to go back to my description. A single man is found in a rowboat rowing in circles. Lights dance in the water beneath him as water fairies enchant his mind. You do detect magic.
We're also on a ghost boat.
There's probably some fucking elder god fucking right on the ocean underneath us, and you guys are just fucking inviting it to kill us.
You can see into the ocean because the boat's slightly translucent, remember? You can see into the depths.
I know.
You can see the fairies.
That's why I have my eyes closed at all times.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Like a man.
And I'm going to try and cast Charm Person on him. I'm going to charm him. I'm going to try
just
and charm him away.
Just fucking rope.
Okay.
I don't feel like
the spell say for the? Because you have to overcome the fairies' enchantment.
So 15.
Okay. Let me see here.
I also have the suggestion spell, which I can suggest a course of activity and magically influence a creature to do something.
Okay. Well, I rolled a nat 20.
Use that, Jacob.
So he is not charmed at all.
You just charm me instead.
If you want.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so he's just still trying to row into the side of the boat. However, the boat's slightly... Not necessarily scratching the side, but it's going against it so much that it's starting to turn his boat to the side. So you don't have much time.
All right. I want to throw a lasso on this bad boy.
Do you have a lasso?
Or, sorry, I want to rope this man.
Do you have a rope?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an athletics check for me.
Isn't he just stuck on the side of the boat?
Yeah, but I feel like successfully throwing a rope to try to rope someone, I don't feel as easy as it seems. What,
are you trying to lasso him with the rope, Jacob?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, then yes, make the athletic. Yeah, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, just give me a second. Where is that? Athletics check. So I have a 17.
Nice, okay. So you lasso him, and he's like, "Wee," and he can't really go anywhere. But he's still trying to move the paddle. But where his arms are kind of tied down to his side, or down to the front of him, him trying to row the saddle looks like something else. So, all right. So you have lassoed him.
Stimpy's gone deaf.
Stimpy has gone deaf. He can't hear any of our beautiful voices.
I think it was the wee that killed him.
That's fine.
What? Stimpy, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Cool. What? Discord's a really good app. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
You're fine. All right, Jake, you lassoed him. You still got to pull him up.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you roll another athletics check for me.
Dude, I'm insanely strong.
I know.
Dude, you do not even understand how strong this fucking cat is.
He's like Garfield, but instead of lasagna, it's protein powder.
Yeah, you got a 9 out of me.
Okay.
Apparently,
can I help him? I'd like to get the man on the boat as well.
Yeah, you can help him. He's not very heavy. Jake's
my point and laugh.
Jake's got him almost all the way up there.
I got a 9.
Can I point and laugh harder?
Okay. So he's like right. You guys could probably reach down and just grab him.
All right, I'm gonna reach my hand over the side and just yank him up onto the ship.
Whee!
His arm rips off.
Maybe if they rolled a nat 1.
Wait, oh, wait. Okay. Can I, just,
wouldn't that be like a nat 20?
So, yeah, it's true. So now he's on the boat and he's just walking in circles going, "Wee." And he begins to lay down. And all of a sudden you just hear...
All right, let's hoist anchor and go.
We're just bringing him with us?
I'm not gonna question this guy. You're not gonna be like, "Yeah, all right, homeboy, you're just taking this guy hostage."
I am no sorcerer such as our friend here, Lausian, but I'm pretty sure he's been charmed for days and has been going nonstop. So yeah, maybe he's just really, tired. Really tired now that he's no longer charmed.
He probably needs food and water, if that's the case. Doesn't take a magician to know that, Jacob.
Well, there are the creepy fairy underwater fairies. I just want to get away from them.
I mean, that's fair.
I feel like
they're starting to kind of crowd the bottom of your boat, and they don't look very happy.
I was like, we're taking
their fun away. We have a see-through boat. Yeah, we should leave.
We should leave. How do we feel about this, like, corporeal, like, boat?
What?
I feel like I'm going to murder you two for doing stupid shit.
Stimpy, don't act like you've never done stupid shit. You'd swallowed the key.
And it worked out, didn't it?
And I had to...
Y'all didn't... Your crap. Y'all didn't have to do that. Y'all could have just waited until it happened naturally.
This is completely true.
That's true.
I just didn't have patience.
Okay, so you have a guy, and just to kind of describe kind of what he looks like, have you guys watched Disenchantment?
I've watched
it.
Okay, Jake, you know the guy with no eyes that just touches everything?
Yes.
That's kind of what he looks like.
But he has Is there a name of this character? I'll hurry and Google him.
I don't remember his exact name.
That's an interesting look. I don't know the name either.
Old Man Touchy is his name. So I don't know if you want to Google that.
Disenchantment.
Oh, that's what he looks like. Awesome.
But he has eyes.
Yeah, okay.
But he has eyes.
I know Disenchantment. I thought you were talking about the one fucking terrible Disney show.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you Enchantment?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. I just threw that out there.
Anyways, okay. So he's just kind of sleeping on your deck. And you guys are going forwards. Now, he wakes up and just starts screaming, terrified and confused, and almost feral.
Shut him up.
I don't have any... I don't know how to help.
Shut him up. I'm trying to sleep.
Can I try to... I mean, let me just talk to him. Hey.
Oh, wait.
You were being enchanted by some water fairies. We rescued you. How can we help you?
In big quotations, rescued.
Well, why would you do that?
What? Because we thought you were in danger. You were going to die out there. You were just rowing in circles.
Those were my friends. Tinksy and Tipsy and Titties. Oh, what a wonderful fairies.
Did they feed you?
I thought you were about to
with
do
their
like
love.
I thought you were going down like the seven was dwarfs the... route.
When was the last games. Time you ate food?
I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, we rescued you. Yeah, you need food to live.
Your mom needs food to live.
What?
You're correct. My mom does. But unbeknownst to you,
do we have this guy rot. Do you have scones or something, Stimpy?
Oh my god, scones!
Oh, you want to know about scones?
Yeah, we got some food. It's right overboard.
One time, I had a scone. It was the most magical scone. The scone of Salazar, they called it. Have you ever heard of such a scone? Probably not.
Is that the name of your scone, Stimpy?
I don't remember.
Sorry.
I'm glad you clipped. I only heard the scream for like 0.1 second.
What were we talking about?
Your friends are... I think we should give him back to his friends.
Guys.
And then he gets on all fours and he just crawls across the deck and hides. And he crawls out of view. Even though he thinks he crawls out of view, but the boat's translucent so you can still kind of see him. He's just kind of like hunched in a barrel.
Okay, perfect.
You know what? This man does not seem dangerous. Honestly, he just seems very, very crazy. So
you know how I perceive him, Jake?
How do you perceive him?
Please. As really annoying. Let's get rid of him.
That you do something about it. I'm gonna keep. I would like to keep him. We're gonna go.
You're just gonna keep him
at
like a pet?
No, yeah. You're taking.
Till we get to the next dry land, and then
Are we heading towards the Shark Island whale?
Yeah. You guys are.
Is there a brig that we could throw him in at least?
That is.
I mean, he has locked himself inside a barrel, and he thinks you guys can't find him.
You know what?
Yeah, go sit your fat ass on top of the barrel. Is it a ghost barrel or is it a normal barrel?
The ghost barrel.
I mean, they're all kind of translucent. That's why you know where he is and you can see him.
Okay.
I mean, are we really scared of this guy?
No, but he annoys me, and I just don't want to hear him.
You know what? You are welcome. You're welcome to kill him. I won't stop you.
Can we try to get him some food?
Elf, will you stop me?
kitty.
Now, can I make
can
it like
hear
a
him
strength?
Through the whole boat? Is he that loud?
It's kind of like an eerie, like almost whisper.
Can I make a check to try and throw the barrel off the side of the boat?
I mean, yeah, but when you start picking up the barrel, he might hop out.
Can I put a top on the barrel?
Okay, listen, hey Stimpy, I have an idea. I have my suggestion spell. I'm going to suggest to him that he be quiet.
Oh. What would I suggest to you to shut up?
Wait, how long is he? How long was he asleep, or were we asleep for a little bit there?
Oh, he was asleep for a couple days. You guys can see the island. You're almost there.
Oh, okay. So I can just charm him again.
And y'all, let's just get him to the damn island. Fucking whatever, man.
Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Kitty. Oh, God. I'm gonna fuck him.
Okay, but all if right, he tries to pet me, to he loses island. A hand.
You're the one that rescued him, Jacob.
That's true. Help,
but, like, it was your idea.
He's your responsibility.
The valiant hero annoying the shit out of me.
If you wanted to pick up a guy from the middle of the ocean, then that's your responsibility.
Hey, fine. I accept this responsibility, and fuck you guys. I'm gonna, you know what? This is my quest now. You guys can suck it. I'm gonna do this old man now. Screw you guys. I'm gonna do this old man. I'll do this by myself, you hoes.
Okay, we'll let Jacob screw the old man. Let's just get
okay.
This
so
island.
Jacob now has a fat old man in a barrel. Love it. All right. So you guys
carry him around.
You guys get to where you can kind of see the island semi-close. You're kind of getting ready to dock, and you notice that there's just a whole bunch of people on the shore just waving at you with big smiles on their faces. Yeah, they're like
Do they look like the other people we've seen?
No, they just look like villagers.
Oh, guys, like I know how to solve our issue. Let's throw the old man overboard. He will see if they try and kill him, then we know that. You know what? Oh, you guys are lagging. Or I'm having a hard time hearing any of you guys.
We'll use him as a sacrifice.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? Anything's an advantage.
How about we just yell off like, "Hey, are you guys friendly?"
How about we park the ship and go fight our way through them?
We don't. They're villager looking.
We'll slaughter them.
Goblins.
Slaughter them.
You know what? I am up for the mine. Let's park the ship and try. Let's make our way onto the island.
And we have the old man as a meat shield. If things get turned south, you know.
Is he gonna come with us? Is he gonna let you bring him?
You know what? If he becomes a permanent resident of the ghost ship, are we really upset about that?
Yes, yes. Little. Yes, yes.
All right.
So, especially considering he's not eating, so we're just going to have a dead body on the ship soon enough.
Then we'll just throw him overboard.
Yeah, when he dies, none of you can stop me from throwing him overboard.
I want his dead body.
I mean, fair enough.
I'm going to eat his eyes, but...
So
okay, let's try to bring them on the island.
So as you said, as you asked if you are friendly, they all kind of answer at the same time going, "Yes, welcome to Balea." And they just...
Oh, this is...
They all say that in unison?
Yes. I was trying to get my voice mod thing.
There's a Twilight Zone about this is evil.
I was going to say, it was like...
Let's throw off the old man.
Anybody, you know, any community that answers in
unison.
In unison, saying that they're not gonna hurt you and that they're nice, don't believe that shit.
I mean,
guys,
maybe they're a hive mind of nice people.
This is
okay,
true.
Okay. So, do you think any of these people want to be part of the hive mind?
Maybe.
Doubtful. This isn't.
Maybe they all signed up. I don't know.
Why don't we ask them?
You want us just to ask them if they're a hive mind?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like asking an undercover cop if they're a cop. They can't lie to you.
No, we already know the answer to it. We just want to know how honest they're going to be about it.
Hey, are you guys, like, part of a hive mind? Or are you guys just, like, normal guys?
Okay, I don't know if this... Oh, wait. Shoot. Sorry, hold up. Pause. I really want to do this.
Oh my gosh, guys!
They
said pause. They said pause. What does that mean?
So weird.
Honor.
We are one under Balea. Balea welcomes all.
It's just a big echo.
Dang it!
Oh dear. Oh, that's a.
So the answer is yes. Okay.
Okay, so the...
We welcome you to Balea.
Can you just give us a lot of space? Like...
Wait, fucking...
We do our own thing, and we would prefer not to just interact with you guys.
Well, don't be rude to their face, Jake. Don't piss off the hive mind of fucking zombies.
Yeah.
We're gonna piss them off at some time. It might as well be now when we're on our ship and can get away.
We have shit we gotta do here, moron.
But we can always sail around the island.
Oh my god.
Do not fear, Balea. Balea welcomes all.
You know what? And they're this still is waving. Don't eat any of their food or drink any of their water.
Let's just go on in peace. And if it all goes to hell, then we'll fight. But...
Exactly. But we're also all sticking together, because if we split up, that is the way we're all going to fucking die.
And then can I have each of you guys roll a perception check?
It's not a but.
Not a Buddha? Okay.
Sorry.
14.
14.
Okay. What the hell?
I'm trying to find my...
Because our perception rolls can't be lower
than your passive. Yeah, you can't go lower than your passive.
Yeah, so 14.
22.
All right, so Jake, in your hyper-awareness of being incredibly paranoid, you notice that there are these beautiful, deep purple flowers all over the island. They're just gorgeous flowers.
You notice anything, Jake?
We have made you a feast.
Guys, do you guys see all those, like, purple flowers? There seem to be a lot of them everywhere, even in, like, environments I wouldn't expect flowers to be in. Like, see all that?
No, I do see that.
This guy just said environments in a sentence. Back to, like, it was normal.
Environment. Library.
Anyway. That's odd. Do you think if we inhale their pollen, then we become one of the hive mind? Or do you think it's, like, we have to eat it? Or is it just, like, a...
I am gonna be on the cautious side and think that I can inhale it. If we inhale it,
yeah. Well,
wouldn't that mean it could carry to like the us on the boat?
You're close, but not that close, because the water kind of helps.
Yeah, it's so humid here. The pollen probably is a thing, but you can't go too far because it's so humid.
Yeah, it's just condensed. It'll condense on the ground and stuff. So
won't you feast with us?
Okay,
hello! So... Balea welcomes you.
Okay, everybody has to promise we're not eating any of their stuff, and maybe tie some cloth masks on our face.
I have a set of dark clothes. Can I, like, start cutting that up into little masks for us to wear?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That is a fantastic idea.
That's a really good idea. One insight for you. Simpy, or
and if we soak them in point, water,
I don't know what they're... it's called. Inspiration.
Hey,
what if we soak them at like if soaking? Do you think soaking the masks in like the salt water would help like prevent it from permeating the mask even more?
I do think you should just put waterboard yourself. Yes.
Yes, Jake.
I'm just kidding.
I think we should just wear the masks.
I think just wearing them will be fine.
Wearing them will be fine, but that was also a really good idea, Jacob. I'm gonna give you an insight as well.
Oh,
inspiration. Okay. Goodness.
What is this? Bloodborne? Insight? Fucking...
I know. Okay. So, they're still on the shore, all just waving at you, unmoving.
Alright, well, we gotta...
We're all masked up. We're... It's also social distance, and let's venture forth.
Wait, can I... Okay, so... With the insight skill... Doing insight checks decides whether you can determine the true intentions of a creature, such as when searching out a lie or predicting someone's next move. Can I try to determine, kind of based off of like the body language here, if they're looking to hurt us,
or if they're just gonna, like, walk with us? You can try. There's really not a lot of body language. They're really just smiling and waving.
I think maybe like when we get closer, their actions might change. We might be able to predict.
I'd give that a shot.
And change in action.
We'll see what happens when we get up there.
Who's the quickest? Maybe they should like go forward and like kind of play chicken with them a little bit.
What are we basing that on?
Athletics.
Yeah, probably.
Athletics.
So I have like a, I have a plus five for that.
I have a plus zero.
Plus two. So, hey, Jake, go play chicken with them a little bit. Go up and try and maybe shake their hand or something. We got you covered. I got my bow. He's got his magic.
All right. But you can't, like, if I end up turning into one of them, you'll, like, try and reverse it, right? You're not going to just leave me there.
No, we're not.
Depends how far gone you are.
No, we should not split up. We literally talked about not splitting up.
This is just testing the water. We're not leaving him. Know, he's just going, he's just leading the charge.
Just be prepared to, like, come back me up if this turns into a fight, because...
Yeah, of course.
Okay. My pussy ass is gonna run back to the ship.
At the first sign of something bad, I'll Misty step onto the island and help you out.
All right.
And I got my bow, so we're gaming.
Okay, so you guys all are...
Let's go. Now I'm just gonna, like... Wait, how
are
far
you bringing in the old man?
I thought we anchored, like, right offshore.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I need to bring you guys over here.
Is it, like, is it shallow enough for... Can I investigate to see... Is it so shallow, like, enough right for here. Me? Is it shallow enough for me to, like, just walk, you know, wade through the water, or do I need to lower a boat?
Thank you. That's a good boat. You'll have to swim for a little bit, but then you'll be where you can wade.
All right.
You didn't mention anything about swimming.
Well, Jacob wanted to swim. You guys have a boat. Jacob just didn't want to lower it.
I'll run this bitch aground if it keeps me from having to swim.
You have a rowboat.
Oh.
Jacob just didn't want to use it.
Okay, let's see. Can I...
If Jacob goes with the rowboat, then in order for you to help him, Stimpy, you would have to either swim or have Jacob bring the rowboat back.
I'll just stay on the rowboat. He can walk forward and meet them.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. You roam out until he can wade, and then he'll walk forward. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, let's get the old man into the boat. So we're gonna try and get to the old man.
The old man's here.
All right, old man.
Kitty.
Where? Come this way. I'm like motioning towards him. You want to come pet my tail? Let's go.
So
if you come with me.
Well, you guys were all discussing and looking at the island. You go to find the guy, and he is gone. You can't see him anywhere through your ship, but you can still hear the, "Here, kitty, kitty." And then that's the last trace you ever hear from him. However, in the barrel, there seems to be a damp sack.
I'm going to investigate the sack. I'm going to pick it up and open it.
All right. So you open it, and there seems to be... a necklace inside.
What?
You guys see Jake fucking barrel?
What?
I'm gonna turn around to those guys and be like, you know what? Fuck you guys. This was a magical guy. He left me something cool.
You don't know that that's not cursed. You do not know if that's cursed.
I don't care.
It's made out of teeth. It's probably evil.
All right. You know what? How about you use your arcane knowledge to freaking see what it is for me, please? And thank you.
Can I run an arcana check on it? See if it's magic?
For sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
16.
It is magical.
Thank God.
It can also still be cursed.
Put it on, Kat. Go ahead.
You can still run an arcana check to see what it does.
Okay, can I do that?
Yeah.
I already knew it was magical.
I got another 16.
Okay, so...
It is magical.
The necklace is almost like a greenish silver with a gorgeous blue, deep blue sapphire jewel. And it lets the wearer breathe underwater. But you think there may be something more to this necklace, but you never know.
Probably a curse.
I'm putting it on. I want to breathe. Wait. I might be stuck breathing underwater forever. So can I just, like, put this in my bag and...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, put it on if you have to.
You can also have Wit run another Arcana check. It would be
can
a
I just
higher...
keep running on it?
Yeah, it would be a higher DC you have to hit, but...
Okay, I'll run one more on it.
You're going to be all tuckered out. 21
that time.
21.
So, you can tell that... If this necklace is used enough, it'll make it so the wearer can only breathe air while wearing the necklace, and their normal breathing will be through water.
Oh.
So it switches me to a water person. Do we...
Will he be able to take it off?
I mean, yeah.
He says won't be able to breathe. But...
Okay.
Yeah, it'll change you into a fish man with a magical necklace that'll allow you to breathe above air.
So, like, it'll change me to a fish man, then I breathe air, but I'm a cat. I don't want to become a fish man. So.
But I did say that was just after you've worn it for long enough.
Yeah. So don't put it on. Put it on if you have to. We'll use it sparingly. I also have the spell water breathing that lasts 24 hours. So that's like worst case scenario. Is use that necklace.
Can you use that on multiple people or not?
Up to 10 willing creatures I can see within range.
So basically, if I just get separated from you, I'm not screwed.
And it also retains their normal mode of respiration.
Oh.
And it's not a concentration spell. I can cast it on you, and then I could die, and you'd still be able to breathe underwater.
Okay, so there's nothing bad about it. Okay, cool.
So as you guys are discussing this, you hear a sweet feminine voice from the island just speak. You, there. Sir Kenku. Do you wish to join us for dinner?
Man, Stippy?
Nah.
Is that a blind lady?
Or does she just have very gray eyes?
I don't know. Is she?
Okay.
Can I just like wave my hand? Can I wave my hand in front of her face? Just like
we're not. She's not on the boat. You.
Oh. I thought she was.
Yeah, let's hurry and get on the island. We got distracted by the stupid old man diaper.
We need to get in, find this key thing, and leave.
So as you guys go and get in your boat, you look back towards the island, and she's gone. And it's just the regular people sitting there.
Also, I want to go back to our mysterious paper. So it says the whale devours a bit of salvation... But beware of the sickness in the belly of the whale. And I happen to see a little cave entrance. So I don't think the sickness is the flowers, if it's in the belly of the whale.
Good idea.
Anyway.
Where is this piece? Where is this paper?
In our inventory.
Jacob doesn't realize
paper,
why
put
he's on
blood
a boat.
On.
He's just come to the self-actualization.
And we had got the riddles. And it was the paper that said we get a boat that's not made of oak. So a ghost boat. And the Hammer Master's all metal, but the second eye of the moon. Well, there is a bit of salvation, but beware the sickness of the belly of the whale. Beware the prisoner on the rock. He wields the shank to a magic lock. We haven't been to the prisoner yet. We've got the hammer thing. Yeah. Anyway, this is the cave.
We're going in the cave.
Hello, welcome to Balea. As they all
we still have these folks trying to get us to become part of them.
Let's go on and ask them about a cordial to you, Jacob.
Hmm?
They've been nothing but cordial and kind to you.
I'm just a suspicious person.
Understand?
You are pretty
let's
sus.
Get on the island. Ask them about what's going on. Ask them if they know where a key could be. Just don't eat any of their food, and let's not go in the cave.
Not go in the cave? Seems very... I feel like the cave is where to go.
Beware of the sickness in the belly of the cave. We don't know that's where the key is. We know that's where the bad stuff is.
Okay, well...
We need to get information from them about
the
cave.
The key causes the evil.
Possible.
Okay.
We need to get information from them.
Your logic is sound. Let's go. I'll take after your lead.
You were going on the island first. Are we retconning that now? And we're all going to go together. And I'm going first.
I feel like that's just what's gonna go now. Yeah.
Okay, let's all move together. All
right.
I'll be in the front of the boat as we go forward. Simpy, you're getting on the rowboat with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he wants to swim.
So as you guys get to shore, They welcome you, and they bring out leis with the purple flowers that you've seen all over the island, and they offer them to you.
Nope, I'm good.
No, thank you.
I put my hand out, and I'm like, no means no.
So they just kind of put them on their own necks and smile, and one of them steps forward and goes, "Welcome to Balea. We are so excited to have you here with us today. We have prepared a special feast when we saw your arrival. It would mean so much to us if you would dine here."
We appreciate your hospitality, but we just ate right before we came on the island. We didn't know you had a feast, and I apologize, but man, we're just stuffed.
Oh, not a problem. What we can do is we can preserve it and salt it so you can take it with your travels.
Now, that works. Yeah.
What brings you to Balea?
We're traveling around these surrounding islands, and we're looking for a key, or, well, parts of a certain key. Do you happen to know anything about that?
I'm afraid we know nothing of a key. Is there anything else that brings you here? Do you have stories that you could tell us, perhaps? Have you found other parts of this key? And as he says that, all of the people just kind of turn and look at you. Oh!
Wait.
Interesting.
I messed up.
I'm just gonna give you some serious, like, what the fuck, eyes.
Oh, you way must tell us of your travels.
I'm just gonna whisper to him real quick.
Come with us. And you notice that you kind of are getting politely boxed in and pushed up this kind of like, let me freehand this, like up this path.
Guys, I'll be real. I'm about to start throwing claws, dude. Like fucking.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna.
Let's just tread carefully. Let's tread carefully. I know I kind of messed up.
Stimpius, but if anything happens, let's just like
leave the elf.
Where is the key part that we have?
It's in my pocket, I think.
Okay. At least maybe it's not on the ship where they can get it without seeing. I don't know. Okay, at least we know where it's at. Okay.
So, Stimpy, you suddenly hear a very small voice that you have heard once before. It goes, "Mind them not. Quickly, you must come with me." But however, only you hear it, Stimpy.
Did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Some silly little voice said to not mind them and to come with them.
No, I didn't hear that.
Nope, and also that doesn't put me at ease either.
Can I whip my stupid head around and try and like locate whoever was talking about?
Yes, you can. Go ahead and roll a perception check.
9.
Okay, go ahead and roll an investigation check.
15.
So you whip your head around and you see that lady in purple standing up there alone, and she stares at you, and you hear, "You must free us from this."
Do we kill them all or do we save them all?
Totally, babe.
The answer to your quest is in the belly of Balea. But your journey may not be as kind to you as I am. I must go in the cave.
Okay, so we are politely boxed in. Can I politely shove my fucking way through them?
I mean, for each person you shove aside, someone else kind of steps up with a big old smile on their face.
I'm about to start pecking, motherfuckers.
Yeah, about how many people are there surrounding us?
100 or so.
21.
100?
Yep.
Hey, okay, so guys, we're coming to this island. Oh, wait. Oh,
And you notice that, like, some of them look like sailors, some of them look like shipmates, some of them look like what's the word? Not deliverers, but like
mailmen.
Some of them look like mailmen.
Seafarers, yes. Merchants.
Yes, merchants. Some of them look like merchants.
Mailmen.
One or two of them look like the lovely ladies from your previous island.
Do any of them look like royalty? Perhaps the, with any valuables upon them?
The lady that you saw did.
Okay. Yeah, she did have a crown.
Then they all go, oh, the daughter of Balea is so excited to meet you all. Quickly, oh, we must see her.
Is she not?
So I think we should try to not follow these guys at all and just go to the cave, right? Is that our plan now?
I
suck at that.
I am very curious. How about you guys go? I will continue on to the daughter of Balea. And
we're not splitting up.
So come with me.
Does anybody have like a flashbang type thing that we could drop and then run?
I can cast Tiny Hut. And unless any of those guys cast a Connor.
Well, he could make his hut. We could climb on top of it and then jump over.
Okay, so I have an idea.
So the 10-foot. So
we're whispering all this to each other.
The tiny hut is a 10-foot like area where nothing can move in or out unless I, you know.
Yeah, they can't bother us in there.
But if I remember, that has an hour long casting time.
Nope, a 1 minute.
It depends if you have it prepared or not. Rituals, you can have it not prepared, and you can have it take an hour and cast it.
So it's casting time of 1 minute. It only lasts 8 hours or until somebody dispels it.
But they're up against us. Like the tiny.
Yeah, and it'll shovel them away. It will. It'll be like using force in Dark Souls. It'll knock them back.
No, it'll just make sure nobody else. We just have to fight the ones that are inside the tiny hut.
No, okay, I have an idea.
This is so dumb.
We're overthinking.
I can just make one of us big and push through the crowd, and the rest of us can follow behind them. Literally twice your size.
Okay. Who's the biggest? Who's the biggest? Then they should do it.
I'm probably the tallest.
I'm only
the biggest.
I'm only 4'6".
Let me try to find my height. I can't remember. Yeah. I'm 6 foot.
Oh, I was like 6'2".
Then Jake's really strong. Do it on Jake.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do it on Jake. Okay,
I'm just very acrobatic.
So we're stuck in the middle of this crowd, right? So
I'm now 12 feet tall.
Yeah, and it only lasts for a minute, so we have to be quick about this.
Just kick them like a pile of ants. But,
okay, you know, I touch your back, and then you grow twice your size. And okay, so let me. So your size doubles in all dimensions. And your weight is multiplied by 8. So, like,
holy hell.
Basically, you move up one category of size. So, like, most humanoids are medium. You're moving up to large.
Okay, so I'm just going to take my arms. I'm going to, like, make, like, a diamond and just, like, push everybody back. Not very forcefully. Just, like, move them out forcefully out of our way.
Okay.
So let's go, guys.
You do that, and they try to take each other's place, but as they're running into your diamond, they're just continually like walking down the sides. So you are making a good path for your compatriots.
All right,
yeah,
we're just following right behind. I'm just gonna keep pushing them outward.
So as you're pushing them, they begin to walk towards the cave.
Okay.
Let's go fast. Let's run.
Let's keep pushing towards the cave.
I'm gonna pick up the Kenku and Mr. Wizard Boy, and I'm gonna start running.
So you get to the cave before any of them, and they go, "I'm sorry, we can't let you do that."
Nope, the daughter of Balea
wishes to see you.
Well, don't worry. We'll be there. We gotta go potty. We'll be right back.
The bathrooms are around the other side.
No, don't worry.
We'll find our way. We'll find our way.
At this point, I'm just ignoring them and I'm running into the cave.
Yeah, we're out of here.
I will let the daughter of Balea know that you will be late.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be there, though. Don't worry.
We'll be late. We'll be there.
We're meeting royalty. We got to pretty ourselves up.
Okay, so I'm going to have you guys roll a perception check.
Also, can Jacob fit in this cave, or does he have to go back to normal size?
He's got to, like, crawl through this cave.
It only lasts a minute. I assume it took us about a minute to get
into
that cave.
Yeah. Yeah, Jake starts crawling into it, and you're good.
Okay.
I got a 14.
22.
Piss.
20.
Wait, sorry. What are we rolling? Perception?
Yes. Yeah.
I got a 13.
Okay, so which one of you rolled a 22?
It held, Jake.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jacob, you see that there's like a pile of leaves on the ground, and you're like, that's weird. There's no trees in here. But Wit and Stimpy, I'm going to need you guys to roll a dexterity saving throw for me.
Oh, dear. Ooh, 16. Ooh.
8.
Ooh, okay, so Stimpy is like, ooh, nope.
Jacob, you don't have to.
Wit's like, oh, wait, what's going on? And he falls in, and it is a spike trap. It's a Punji spike trap. So, Wit, you're going
to throw in a tiger pit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I
you're dead, dude.
Fast enough, like, on reaction to get up out of...
How long does it take to cast your Misty Step?
It's just one bonus action.
Okay. I'm going to allow it. I'm going to say you were going down, you're about to fall in, and you're like, ooh, nope. And you just step on
it. So he's like clinging to the wall with it?
Well, I can teleport up to 30 feet.
Yeah, so he's teleported onto the other side.
So I teleport
into another one.
Yeah. I teleport, but back with the group, back where you guys are at.
Okay. You got to pay attention there, pointy ears.
I apologize.
So,
Jake, I'm gonna smack the shit out of you. You keep making faces like that at me.
You guys
making fun of my people.
An odd looking glow coming from this large room.
Ah, can I go into the large room?
Guys, detect if it's magic or not.
Jacob,
so that he can tell us it's magic. Oh, what? Oh, guys, fuck?
It looks magic. It looks magic, guys. I hate to break it.
All three of the guards suddenly go, why are you here? I am Balea.
We're looking for the bathrooms.
I think we got lost.
Yeah, we're a little... We're a little lost. Can we talk to that thing behind you?
You are.
I think we are. Yeah, I think we are.
Oh.
I am Balea, and I sense you are not in need of a restroom.
You're right.
Can I piss myself on command to spite him?
Well, okay. I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to say.
Okay.
We are here, and we have detected that you are holding these people hostage against their will.
And these are my family. All who come to me come willingly. For I make them a delicious feast. I give them precious flowers. And all of a sudden, you notice that there's a bunch of vines curling up all around and kind of coming out of that pedestal.
Guys, I'm about to summon some chickens to peck this thing to death.
I'm gonna rest my hands.
Do we
think
we can fight an entire giant brain?
Well, it's a giant brain and three guards.
What are those tentacle things it has?
Are those the vines?
No, those are not the vines.
It just has tendrils.
The brain with tentacles.
Is there anything else in this room?
Wait, actually, while you guys are talking to them.
Oh,
I see. Okay. 10-4. Copy that.
All right, I'm just going to rest my hands on my swords. I'm in preparation just in case things decide to get scary.
Be not afraid, Blaze. I seek you no harm.
Oh. Trust me, people have said that before. I don't believe it.
Y'all run into this giant fucking brain and start throwing accusations at it. You're gonna piss it off.
Brain, hey, listen. We will leave peacefully if you let us leave. If you give us information about a certain key or part of a key.
Yeah, what he said.
Why do you seek information on the key?
That's none of your business. We just need to know where it is located.
It would seem you already have one part of it.
We're trying to procure the key for a museum. It belongs in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
I can do more with that key than a museum can.
See, but that would be irresponsible because it belongs in a museum.
If it belongs in a museum, then why is it in your pocket?
We're trying to get all the pieces to the museum.
We're trying to find it. Do we have to go all the way back to the museum to dump off each piece? We can't get it all at once? Your brain, you should be efficient. Come on, man.
I think that piece would be much more efficient with me. And as Balea says that, you notice that the tunnel is now filled with the residents of the island.
Oh. Can I cast Tiny Room now?
Whoa.
Tiny Hut?
No, hey.
Oh, I hit my...
Hey, Wit.
I couldn't hear anything. Say that one more time.
Hey, Wit, could you make you and Jake really big and then squish the brain? I whisper.
So, with concentration, can I cast two concentration spells, or does it break the one before it?
It breaks the one before it.
So, no, damn. I can only enlarge one person at a time.
And this is a really, really big brain.
I was going to ask, can we get a gauge of how big he is?
20 feet.
20 feet? Okay.
I would just like to say, I'm still, like, I'd be like 12 foot, you know.
No,
Jake could throw hands.
Well, no, Jake's not 12 feet tall now.
I know. If he did it again, he could throw hands. But, it's only a minute.
While we're discussing this?
Probably just writhing around and leaking everywhere.
We can take the brain on the guards here. We need to stop the whole crowd of people from getting in the way.
They're not entering the room. They closed it off. They closed off the entire tunnel.
Oh, so we just can't get out, but they're not flooding into the room?
Correct. Can I look around to see if there are, like, if there's anywhere else we could possibly go?
So,
or is this it?
This is what you got.
That's it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, Brain, why do you want the key so bad? If you don't mind me asking.
I came here many, many years ago. I discovered this once pitiful island, and these poor people were starving, killing themselves, angering each other, starting wars that had no need. But with this key, I was able to help them all. There is peace in this land, peace like no other land before it.
Is it really peace? I would like to argue that. Is it really peace when it's enforced? That's not peace.
The dictatorship.
Well, it's not even a dictatorship because there is no freedom of choice. The choice is given away. So what? The concept of peace doesn't exist when there is no choice.
But there is
based
no
anti-communist. Let's go.
There is no bloodshed. Much like how your past is filled with bloodshed and tears and broken promises. You wear that sword in shame.
Which one else is wearing?
You don't know us.
We are helping people.
No, he was talking to Blaze.
I'm wearing a sword in shame? What sword?
Your bone sword.
Oh, wait. I thought it was a bow. Oh, I had a sword. Never mind, the bone sword. Whoops.
You also have a bow.
And then, you have the bow that's a
you got the bone sword from instrument. Your, like, clan that you had, and then he kicked you to the curb.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, it's been a long time since I even thought about that sword.
Look, can we just, like, flip a coin?
You know nothing of peace.
You're forcing You are forcing these people into your idea of peace. If these people have no choice, no agency, then you're not doing any good for them.
Also, believe it or not,
and
this
what
bone
good
sword...
has choice done for you?
I don't know. I gotta sleep, you know, sleep with people, drink beer. I get in fist fights with the Kenku.
Oh, much like how you sold your body.
I mean, yeah.
You tell him, Brain. You tell
why
him.
Are you stealing
shame him.
Bodies from them?
Shame him. Shame him.
Why are you
all your choices lead to bad, bad decisions.
Okay, wait. Can I have a really bad idea? Can I
whisper it to us? Let's go.
Should I cast suggestion on him and try to get him just to give us the key with some magic? But I imagine the Brain's very wise and he might pass the saving throw.
It is possible. Do they know that you're making the suggestion if they pass?
Wait, you need to make the suggestion while you're, you know, you need to do it very eloquently.
If you do it eloquently...
Before you use the spell, why don't we just try and talk him through, like, be like, yo...
He hasn't...
Well, no. Use what he was been saying against him. Be like, yo, you want this place to be peaceful and shit. Nobody's gonna get hurt if you give us the piece of the key. Not us, not y'all. You know, use his idea against him.
Also, I would just like to point out, there's no way for you. The world is much larger than you think. There's no way, even with all the pieces of the key, you'd be able to control the entire world. There would always be war because somebody will be able to resist you. Why not keep this little corner of the island? People who come here, you know, they're coming here willingly, right? So you just allow this corner of the world to be peaceful. Don't allow war to come here. Why are you... What you're bringing... You say you want peace, but what you're doing is you're bringing, you know, you're conquering other people. You're perpetuating war. Yeah, eventually there'll be peace, but only after you've conquered everybody. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you starting... I was like, why don't you...
I have not done anything on the offense. Where you came into my home seeking my belongings.
But that's not what you're implying. What you're implying is if you had more pieces of the key, you would... You'd be able to create peace in the entire world, right? Is that what you're... Or maybe I misheard something you said.
I just wish to enrich my peace on Balea. With and this it'll... key, I'm able to only control them all. It is very difficult to both control them, but allow them their own free will. With more pieces of the key, I hope to be able to refine this process.
While he's saying that to me, I'm gonna whisper to Lousy, yeah, you might want to use your suggestion stuff.
Okay. Let's say, listen, Brain, what's your name? What's your name?
What do we call it? I am Balea.
They literally have been saying, welcome to Balea. Okay.
Well, that's the name of the place. I didn't know if that was the name of the Brain. Anyway, okay, Balea. I apologize for any commotion we've caused upon our entry to this island. But we are here for one thing and one thing only, and we seek not to cause any harm, nor any commotion, nor any, you know... We don't seek to disturb anything here. We would just like you to give us the key. And I cast suggestion.
Okay.
And he has to pass a wisdom saving throw of 14.
That was pretty good. You know what? I am going to... I keep closing my dice roller for some reason, because I'm dumb. Has to pass a DC of 14.
Yep, wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so... He does not pass, because most of his brain power is being used to try to control these guards, everyone in the tunnels... And everything like that. So he goes, I trust you, young elf. I will give you this key with one condition. If you shall ever get all the pieces to it, return it to me. And I will keep Balea
separate from everywhere else. That I will make this a final, lasting peace.
Okay, I accept your deal.
Say yes, say yes.
So it plunges one of its tendrils into itself. And with the sloshing, it pulls out this
sloshing
bit of a key and drops it onto the ground.
I pick it up. And I say, thank you, dearly. We will be on our way, and I expect to see you again.
I do expect you the same, Lausian, as well as Stumpy.
But not Jacob.
Oh, not okay. Stimpy. He said Stumpy.
Oh, Stumpy. Oh, yeah.
So the tunnel begins to clear. Stimpy, you suddenly hear the quiet voice go, no. You have failed us. And as you get near you kind of hear that as you're getting near the mouth of the tunnel. And you see that lady kind of walk away. And yeah, there you guys. You guys got your second key piece.
Oh.
Still have a very bad feeling about all of this.
I do too. I don't really feel. We'll discuss this back on the ship when nobody can overhear what
yeah,
I have
yeah,
to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, let's get on the ship.
And maybe put a couple miles between us.
All right, so you guys get back on the ship, and you're going. Before you go too far, Stimpy, you see the woman on the shore, and she just looks at you longingly and sadly, and goes, you could have saved us. You could have saved us all.
Did we do something wrong?
And then she just kind of disappears from view. Then you see everyone else waving at you with a smile.
We don't hear anything. This is all Stimpy's got to say.
Yeah, that is
something.
All Stimpy. I don't know where Stimpy went.
Stimpy, are you here? Stimpy?
He said his penis hurt 3 minutes ago. Hurst. Scum buckfucker McBastard. Stimpy asleep.
Stimpy?
Hello?
Did you fall asleep?
Stimpy.
I've been talking this whole fucking time.
Oh.
And I guess my mic just hasn't been working.
We couldn't hear you.
Yeah, we haven't heard a single thing. It's been
a minute, I feel like, since we haven't heard you.
Yeah. I was like, man, it's been a fat minute. I was like, why isn't Stimpy usually has more to say?
I just
like,
thought he
fuck
was
off, elf.
Really listening.
It's usually.
Yeah, you guys didn't hear me any of my times when Connor said the lady appears and was sad, and I said, all right, we're done, guys. Let's get out of here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, we did not hear that.
No, I didn't hear shit.
Basically, like, last we heard you was, like, in the cave, like, I think before I gave my suggestion.
Yeah.
What in the fuck? Discord's a really good app.
True. It is. 10 out of 10.
Stimpy, would you like to see what...
So now you got, like, a real slimy... So do you guys know what the bit of a key is? It's the funky looking part that actually goes into the lock.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we just need like the body of it, like because we have the handle and the
need the
bit.
Shaft.
And we just couldn't we make shaft. A makeshift shaft and still put it in a lock. But I guess it's magic.
I'll be real. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm usually all for bad ideas. I don't think that'll work.
No.
All right.
Wait, what was your idea, Stimpy?
Idea was to make a makeshift shaft for the key because I mean
you can
shaft you just put it in there and so then you just use the bits to
I
unlock
won't
it,
stop you
I feel like I agree it's a pretty bad idea considering it's literally a magic key so
but we don't have an artificer
yeah how are we gonna put the key back together when we get all the parts
It's magic. Maybe it'll fucking fuse together. Who knows?
True, maybe. We'll have to see.
Maybe I'll deal with that when it happens. Never mind. I was going to hint, but I'm not going to hint.
No, let us.
Wait, did Stimpy struggle. Tell us what the lady was saying or nah?
I don't know. Stimpy, did you ever tell him that you had a secret friend that was talking to you?
I told him the first time when we were being boxed in, but as we're sailing, I'm like, yeah, the lady showed up again. I was like, oh, I guess we fucked up, but well, you know, no harm, no
we
foul.
We probably need to kill the brain at some point is probably...
We'll probably get some OP shit at some point. It'll be easier. I can't be fucked with it right now.
Well, the thing is I was thinking, maybe when we have all the pieces together and we have some, you know, we're at a, you know, better place as far as power level, let's go back and fuck that shit up. And
I'm going to be real with you guys right now. It is a brain. Brains are very squishy.
It's fucking, like if I get it's a fantasy game, Connor. We don't know how fucking, it's so a fantasy game, Connor. We don't know how tanky it is.
I know.
So, that's part of the fun. So what you're saying is if I were to, like, stab it into the right place, it wouldn't care anymore about anything?
Give it a lobotomy?
You could lobotomize it.
Yeah. But in our break between sessions, Jacob, just study the...
You don't know this. This is better enough. You don't know this.
Yeah, can we just stay overnight on the boat and not leave and then go back and kill it?
But you don't know that. You don't know it's...
Fucking Seth Rogen for a second there.
I love Seth Rogen's
life. You had the
guys, I'm Donkey Kong.
God.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
This music's got me in my feels, boys.
Good.
Yeah, this is so dramatic.
If only there was something you could line the key up to really show that, man, you really got the right key. If only there was
the other piece.
Like,
we don't have, like, a diagram of the key, do we?
What if we don't have the right piece of the key?
Do we have the diagram of the key?
No.
Yeah, we have the diagram of the key. It's on
where?
The,
on the map?
Middle, it's on the middle of the map.
Which map?
I think it's...
It's not on the one in our... It's not in the one in our journal. The one in our journal doesn't have that key on
it. I forgot. I was just hoping you'd remember that was on there.
I saw it. I was trying to say something about it.
Do we know what our key looks like? Do we have Do we know what our pieces look like?
Your pieces thus far do match.
Okay, cool. Radical.
The shaft might be a little hard to match, but
no.
Just don't
do
it in the cold.
Okay, Connor. Thanks.
All right, so you guys are back on the ship. You've got two key parts. One of them slimy. One of them kind of smells like poop still. Man, what an adventure! What dost thou do now?
I'm casting prestidigitation on the keys to clean them.
Perfect. Yeah, do that.
It doesn't work.
What dost
you
do
the
now?
One covered in spinal fluid though? Like
cleaning both of them.
Oh damn.
Do we take break here for episodes?
Yeah, I was gonna take a break here. I was just gonna in game. What are you guys? Your next?
Where is our heading? The prison, right? The bottom one.
Well, I actually prisoner have the to rock. Go. I think I'm totally down to do another session this week if you guys want.
It's fine by me. I just don't have the finale planned, so we can't do the finale yet.
Okay,
that's fine. But we can do this next rock then.
The Isle of Einvaru. Also, the whale, because it looked like a whale. Fun fact.
That is gonna take a fat minute. Nice.
So, if we're taking a break for between things, I'm gonna go hurry and heat up some pizza.
Well, Jacob has to go, so we're not Jacob's gonna do another session tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I'm gonna hurry and do an outro. So you guys are headed down to the Isle of
Jake. Stop! That's offensive. That's evil.
We learned that Jacob's offensive and rude to everyone.
Jake is a literal Nazi.
And all of the ladies.
I'm confused.
All the ladies love Stimpius.
They love that Kenku dick.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So that's going to end this episode, and we hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And until next time, guys.
Follow me on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter, and follow Wit on Twitter at Sainty Gnome. And check out Sick Day Studios. On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, we were doing pretty good at posting, and that kind of died down. So, follow us on here. Listen and enjoy, and give us some good feedback, and slap an angry person. But, goodbye, everyone.
Thank you all for joining us on Legends of Athoria. We will see you again next week. And remember, keep your coin purse close, or Stimpius will find you.